Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For the first week of Eastertide, we are going to continue to say the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. And from there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today, I'll be reading from the Peace Table, and this is titled, He is Risen, from Mark 16 and Luke 24. It was the first day of the week. The sun rose, brushing away the darkness of night. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and James's mother Mary were on their way to Jesus' tomb. They carried the spices they had prepared for Jesus' body. As they came near the tomb, Mary said in surprise, "Look! The stone has been rolled away from the tomb!" "How can this be?" wondered Joanna. They looked inside the tomb. It was empty. Where was Jesus' body? Suddenly, two men in dazzling clothes stood before them. The women were terrified and bowed down with their faces on the ground. But the men said, "Why are you looking for the living here with the dead? Jesus has risen. He is no longer in the tomb. Remember how Jesus told you that he would die and rise again on the third day?" The women did remember, and they hurried away to tell the news to the other disciples. But one disciple said, "This is nonsense. Your story cannot be true." "I saw Jesus die," say another. "He cannot be alive again." But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Looking inside, he saw only the linen cloths. Jesus' body was not there. He went home, amazed by what he had seen. The word of the Lord. I wonder what it was like for the women at the tomb. First, to be in complete awe that Jesus wasn't there. But then to run and tell the disciples about it, and for them not to believe them. I wonder if they were wondering about how they could convince the other disciples that Jesus had risen. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.